Welcome to the Faith Homestead Podcast, where we talk to you about God, family, homesteading, frugal living, and all the in-between. We're your hosts, Sarah
and Matt, and we thank you for joining us today. Please take a minute to subscribe, and we hope you stay a while.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the Faith Homestead Podcast. I'm Sarah, and today we're going to be talking to you about seed starting in 2023. Today is February 26th of 2023, and today we are going to start talking about what you should plant, when you should plant it, what you should plant for your family, and what you need to start planting. So let's start today by talking about what is seed starting. So seed starting is the act of taking raw seeds from a vegetable that have been dried and preserved and are ready to be planted in soil. They will then germinate, which is the process of them sprouting, and they will grow and they will be cared for by you. They will eventually be hardened off, which I will talk about, and then they will be planted into your garden. And eventually, Lord willing, they will turn into vegetables that are nice and large and perfect for you and your family to either eat right on the spot, put into a tasty salad or you know, saute for a nice dish, or they can be preserved, and we can preserve them by dehydrating them. If you are blessed enough to have a freeze dryer, you can absolutely preserve them that way, or you can them. We are going to spend the next several weeks going over all things seed starting. Today, I am just solo on this podcast. Matt has been away this weekend. He has been hunting some quail, which is really fun, but he will be back with us next week. So seed starting, many people from farmers to small backyard farmers grow seeds every year. And for a lot of people, these seeds, which then turn into fruits, vegetables, and herbs, are then preserved and then they are used throughout the cold fall and winter season. Growing your own food is kind of, unfortunately, a lost art in today's culture, but I am very excited to say that it is coming back. A lot of people are getting the bug, so to say, and they are getting the idea in their head that they too can grow food, whether they are in a small apartment and just have containers on a little, you know, patio or little balcony that they have with their apartment. And some who don't even have that, you know, are able to do some hydroponics in their house with some grow lights, or even just have plain old dirt containers in their apartment with some grow lights over top. You do not need to have a lot to harvest a lot. You can have very little. And believe it or not, so many things that we throw away today can be used to start seeds and to grow seeds. You can have a very, very modest setup and grow lots of food wherever you live. And so I just want to encourage you today that if you are in a tiny little apartment, if you are living with family and you don't have your own land, or if you are a landowner with lots of acreage, you too can have an abundance of growing capability, and it is really not that difficult. You just have to have the will to want to do it. So we talked a little bit about what exactly seed starting is, but what do you need? You know, a lot of people, they kind of stop here because they know what seed starting is, but they feel overwhelmed that they are not able to actually do this. But let me tell you now, you are 100% able to do this. When I started seed starting, I really didn't have much influence or experience. While my mom was an avid gardener, she bought all of her plants established from a garden center. That is what she knew how to do, which is totally fine. I am in full support of going and buying plants that are already established and ready to go in your garden or your container. But I really just kind of wanted to take on the entire role from seed to harvest. And so I had to teach myself 100% on my own how to grow my own food from the beginning, the seed. So that is what I did. And I learned over the course of many years. We are probably approaching 15 years that I have been starting seeds. I have gotten pretty sophisticated by my standards in the last 8 years. And when I say sophisticated, it's not actually sophisticated. I just have, you know, a $25 greenhouse that I got from Aldi, which is a local store here in Pennsylvania, about 7 years ago. And I just, you know, have some clamp lights, which I'm going to get into talking to you about. And I, you know, to me, it's sophisticated because it's all like this one setup. And if you go onto our YouTube page at Faith Homestead, which I will link here in the podcast, you will see an entire video that I did this weekend dedicated to my greenhouse setup and all my seeds. So this week, our podcast is a little different from our YouTube video. Normally, we record video and audio at the same time. We take the video and we put it on YouTube for you to actually watch us talking during the podcast. But this week it's different. I am recording this podcast separate. I have already posted a YouTube video. So if you want more visual content this week, you can go over to Faith Homestead on YouTube and you can watch my whole procedure. I got about 1/3 of my seed started this weekend. And you can see all the things that we have and all the ways that we did that. So, you know, I do preach this a lot. I think it's really important for us to upcycle and to recycle as much as possible. We live in a world that is full of trash. And so when you are able to get things, well, it's not when you are able to. It's unfortunately when you are when you buy things in the store that are in plastic containers, which is absolutely all the time. You can save those plastic containers and you can use them for your seed starting. So throughout the year, I save my plastic containers, the containers that cookies come in that people bring to my house for events. Any type of butter lettuce that comes in these dome-topped containers, I keep. And then I end up reusing them after I'm done with the gardening season. So I make sure I hold on to them and I use them until they break and fall apart. I usually get 2 to 3 years out of them before they end up falling apart and cracking and are no longer valuable or useful to me. So you can buy things at your local garden center or box store. Things like Jiffy seed starting cells, you can use egg cartons, you can use plastic cups. There are, I mean, really, you can use toilet paper and paper towel rolls. You can take a paper towel roll and cut it in six and use those to start your seeds. It is limitless what you can do and the amount of money you want to spend. You can spend a ton of money and buy the highest end items, or you can spend barely any money and just reuse things in your house as they become available. So what do you grow? Now, this is very individual, but for me, I like to grow things that our family is going to eat. My husband is a huge salsa fan. We go through, I would say, probably 60 jars of salsa per year. That's probably being modest, if I was to be completely honest. And so because of that, I learned that we should probably grow our own tomatoes and peppers and make salsa. So we do that. That is one of our biggest harvests. I probably start about 200 pepper seeds a year, all varieties. I also probably start about 100 tomato plants per year just because of the salsa addiction that my husband has. I also grow tomatoes to make sauce and tomato paste and to can them whole and diced. We grow lots of eggplants and squash. The zucchini gets shredded and frozen. We grow tons of herbs and lettuces that we get to eat fresh all summer. It's really just wonderful, you know, how many things that you can grow and preserve from your garden. It is also really fun to buy a couple seeds every year that you have no idea what you're doing with. I just ordered some Baker Creek seeds. Baker Creek rare seeds are a very reputable, excellent source for your seeds. And I got some beans that are from Taiwan that are going to be really exciting. They are Taiwanese long beans, and I am really excited to trellis those and see what we can get with them. I also got moonflower this year, which is going to be medicinal. I'm going to be using it for preserving for medicinal purposes. And I am really excited for that, but I have no idea what to do with them. So I'm going to be doing a lot of research before harvest, so I know exactly how to harvest the moonflower to get the best medicinal herb from that. I also got some chamomile this year. I have never grown chamomile. It's not very hard. My mom has before, but I want to also cultivate that for medicinal purposes. So I would focus on getting fruits and vegetables and herbs that you and your family are going to eat. And it's okay to throw one or two things in there that are fun. It's always good to shake it up a bit. When to start? So in Pennsylvania, we are in zone 7A. So we, a great resource for this is actually the Farmer's Almanac. And if you go into the Farmer's Almanac online, you can Google Farmer's Almanac, you can put in your zip code and it will give you an array of planting dates and harvesting dates, seed starting dates. And that is probably a beginner's best outlet would be the Farmer's Almanac website, which I will also link here on YouTube and in the podcast. And then, so if you guys have any other questions, please email me. I'm always happy and I will always respond to your email. You can email me info at faithhomestead.com. You can also reach out to me on our Facebook page. You can contact me on TikTok, Instagram, or you can send me an email right from our website, which is www.faithhomestead.com. And if you guys need any help, I'm happy to answer those questions. And if you guys would like to get your garden set up, but would just like to get things, you know, going, you can visit our store. It's our Amazon storefront. Everything in that store are items that we use and that we know work. So that is a great resource for you. Well, guys, I hope you have a wonderful Sunday and a fantastic, blessed week. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.